In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please sit. And they were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. What they were used to was rabbinical discussion. On the one hand this, and on the one hand the other. In English law, we would say it would be about discovering what had precedent. If you could prove a precedent, then you can proceed from it. But Jesus was completely different. He taught them with authority. And he said, this is it. Now, we know the whole story. We know where it's going to lead. Because he had the authority of God, we know, they weren't to know yet, that he was the Son of God. He was the Messiah. Not everybody responded, we know. So threatening was it that the Roman authorities and the Jewish authorities combined together to put him to death because it was such a threat. We find in our modern world authority difficult. I speak my truth. My friend speaks his truth, or her truth, or their truth. But we know why we are here this morning, because we know Jesus' authority as the Son of God and the Messiah. They were yet to know. But everybody recognized this. That's why this story of the man with the unclean spirit. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. We still find psychiatric disorder difficult. If you break your leg, everybody is sympathetic. If you say you have depression, not everybody knows how to deal with that, and we're embarrassed and we don't know how to respond. In my country, being English, we find it difficult to talk about our feelings. And one of the most remarkable things has been the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and the Duke's brother, Prince Henry, talking openly about depression because one of their friends took his own life because of depression. We still find mental illness difficult. Then, in Jesus' time, they did not know about it at all and thought it was an unclean spirit. But it was the person with the unclean spirit who recognized Jesus. He had authority. Everybody recognized it. And they were all amazed. And they kept on asking one another, what is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And at once, his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. And even here, in St. Bart's, we acknowledge his authority. Amen.